March 22, 1996. Letter to Sri V. Ramana, President Sri Ramanashramam. With Bhagavan's grace, we now would like to come to India in August, and with that same grace, we feel inspired to suggest a few plans for the celebration of the 100th anniversary of his advent at Arunachala. What we are about to propose is not simply a suggestion. It is an offer of responsibility that we, with the assistance of devotees and friends from here and there, would like to take in remembering and honoring that holy event that took place 100 years ago. To begin with, we wish to go to Madurai on August 28, spend one night there, and leave by train on Thursday, August 29, following the same route Sri Bhagavan took to Arunachala. This entails detraining at Vidyapuram station, boarding the train to Mambarapattu, and then walking along the railway tracks to the Araya Ninnallur temple, taking the exact same route Bhagavan did as a egg boy of 16, 100 years ago. Bhagavan then spent two nights at Tirukoyilur before reaching Arunachala on September 1st. The commemoration activities we are proposing will take place in Tirukoyilur and the adjoining Kirur village and culminate at the Arunachala temple on Sunday morning, September 1st. First of all, we would like to honor the Araya Ninnallur temple, Tirukoyilur, the Virateswara temple in Kirur, the house of Muthukrishna Bhagavatar, where Bhagavan was fed and exchanged his earrings for rupees, and also the descendants of that pious family. Araya Ninnallur temple. Bhagavan had the vision of light in this temple. This temple was also honored by another young sage, Jnana Sambandhar, 1000 years earlier, who had the same vision. We pious devotees would like to honor the temple on this occasion with monetary gifts for its continued maintenance and with the performance of special pujas to mark the occasion. Bhagavan was not allowed to spend the night in this holy temple. We would like to arrange for the temple to be open night and day for pilgrims and devotees from August 30th to September 1st. Also, pilgrims should be allowed to sleep somewhere on the premises during the night. Virateswara temple. Here, we will also arrange special pujas and offer a gift for the temple's maintenance. Muthukrishna Bhagavatar's house. We would like to have the house whitewashed and, by compensating its owner, use the house on August 31st. From inside this house, we will have large quantities of food prepared and throughout the day give bhiksha to pilgrims and the indigent, thus repeating the kindness extended to Bhagavan from this home exactly 100 years ago. We also wish to honor the descendants of the Muthukrishna Bhagavatar's family with gifts. Train to Thiruvannamalai. We propose to take the train to Thiruvannamalai on Sunday morning, September 1st, and then walk to the Arunachaleswara Arunachala temple, reciting Bhagavan's Aksharamanamalai. All those who had spent the previous two nights in Tirukoyilur will join, as also those who had already come to Thiruvannamalai for the festivities. The latter should travel to Tirukoyilur by bus in the early morning and board the same train for the 20-mile journey to Arunachala. We may require to charter buses and arrange for more cars to be added to the train for this event. I am not sure of the current train schedules either, but with Bhagavan's grace, I am sure these plans will greatly enhance the celebrations you have already scheduled, and they will certainly inspire us to follow the royal path to peace and bliss, lived and taught by Bhagavan, the master of our hearts and minds. April 4th, faxed reply to the above letter, pronounced, "Have just returned to ashram after staying in Anandashram, Kanhangad, for 5 days and have gone through your letter about reliving Bhagavan's journey to Arunachala from Madurai. Wonderful. We will plan as suggested in your letter. We'll revert to you on this in about 15 days. Thanks for Arunachala Ashram's contribution for the centenary souvenir. My deep regards to Sri Bhagavata with warm affectionate regards. Yours in Sri Ramana, Sundaram."